You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. We love to talk to you about what's going on in the world and what it means and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, I am so thrilled to have those of you that have responded to our plea for help for Hope Children's Home in Honduras. I am so pleased to see what's happening, but I've got something really special for you. You're going to get to start meeting some of these kids. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. Starts right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. The more I get to know this organization, the more thrilled I am that WMCA, AM 570, and FM 102.3 have committed to helping Hope Children's Home this summer. Now, Hope Children's Home has a pretty big challenge. They are caring for 24 children that they don't get any help with. They don't get any monetary help from the government. They don't get any monetary help from the U.S. There's no organization that's underwriting the care that they give. Everything they do is done by the goodwill and the generosity of God's people. That's the only funding source that they have. And this summer, they have a need. There's significant need in Honduras, as you can imagine, after two hurricanes, not one, but two, come crisscrossing. Who's the character from Looney Tunes? The Tasmanian Devil. You know, when he's spinning around like a tornado and he eats everything in his path. Picture two hurricanes like that. One cutting across one swath of the country. And then just 15 days later, about 30 to 60 miles north, another one cuts a swath across the same country. And there's literally nothing left. I mean, people are living in corrugated tin shanties. And boom, this thing hits and that's it. And so the Hope Children's Home is there helping some of the children that would not find help in any other place. But because resources are even tough in Honduras, then this summer in particular, it's even more important and more difficult. And so they've come to us and they've said, can the church in New York and New Jersey and the tri-state, can they help us provide care for our 24 kids for this summer? So, and I know that sometimes we say, you know, hey, give a gift and then you're going to help hundreds and thousands of kids. And that's all true. Everything I've ever told you is true. But what I love about this is that you're going to get, if you choose to be someone who's going to be involved with this effort, you're going to get a more intimate, up close look at the kids that we're helping. And it starts with two little rascals. Listen to Jose and Oscar. This is their story.
Hello, my name is Jose. I'm 8 years old, and me and Oscar were here when we were baby at Hope.
At Hope Children's Home, every child has a story, and especially in Honduras. I can think of two twins we took in a few years ago, Jose and Oscar. They came to us both premature, both very small. And many times in Honduras, when a mother has twins, it's not a blessed thing like it is in our country. It's actually almost a horrific event because they know they're probably not going to be able to care for both those children. So when Oscar and Jose were brought into our care, Jose was near death. He just didn't have but days to live. And I was really concerned of bringing him in and fear that he would pass away in our care. But we brought him in under a lot of doctor's help, and both of them end up doing well. They're about 7 years old now.
God tell Michelle and Uncle John to be here for they can save us. And for
as listeners have an opportunity to discern whether this ministry is worthy of help, I'd refer to those like Jose and Oscar, that if someone wouldn't have stepped into their life, and been there for them, to feed them, to care for them, get the medical attention they needed. Jose for sure would not be here today, and Oscar probably wouldn't as well. So that's the direct translation of giving to Hope Children's Home of Honduras. It's a matter of life or death.
Say thank you so much for helping take care of us.
Thank you much for taking help of us.
It just doesn't get any more genuine than that. And friends, I am so thrilled. Tammy Rumfeldt is back with us. And Tammy, as you listen to this, and you've heard it a few times because, you know, we've played it. But that story just doesn't get old to me. Helping little children like Oscar and Jose. This is the kind of stuff that Jesus said, you know, don't prevent the little children from coming to me. And one of the ways that we do prevent them from coming to him is if we don't care about them when they're in severe need. And yet, the outlook for their lives now, 8 years later, I mean, Tammy, contrast that with where they were and what their potential is.
It's night and day. I mean, it's truly a completely different outcome because of the intervention of Hope Children's Home. These Jose and Oscar, like Pastor Mike said, Jose probably would not have even survived. And I don't know about Oscar. And it's true. That's true for all of the children at Hope Children's Home. But providing their food, making sure that they have nutritious meals and they're brought back from malnutrition, that's just the start of it. That's just
right.
The beginning.
Tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Yeah,
exactly. We're talking about entire care. It's almost as if your neighbor came to you and said, listen, I've got this infant. I cannot afford to take care of or feed this infant. Will you help me? Will you make sure that this baby doesn't die? Because I can't. You would do it. You would do whatever you had to do to make sure that that child had everything they need. I know you would, because that's what you're called to do as a believer. And as a human being, that's what you would do. This is no different because these kids are in Honduras. It's the same thing. The need is there. We have the opportunity to help. And so we jump in and we help. And like I said, it starts with the food and the nutrition and getting those bellies full and getting those bodies healthy, medical care that's needed, a Christian education. You'll notice that these children all speak fluent English. That is a game changer because that means they can get jobs when they become adults and they can break that cycle of poverty. They go to church every week. And not only do they go to church, these children, because I believe that when we really do have to rely on God every day for our daily bread, literally, it changes the way we understand Jesus. It changes the way we understand God and who he is as our provider. And so they get that Christian education, and then these children become leaders in their community. They change their families. They change their communities. It is a night and day difference for a child like Jose or Oscar or any of the other 24 children at the children's home. And right now, your dollars have the opportunity to directly impact these specific children. When you give, you want to know that you're giving to something that is really making a difference. Well, friend, this is really making a difference. In fact, right now we're looking to provide a summer of care for Jose and Oscar. The number to call is 888-296-8200. And you and three other people with a $150 gift provides that summer of care for Jose and Oscar and all the other children at Hope Children's Home.
I was thinking about that as we had registered all of our kids for summer camp this year, and they're only going to a month of camp. It's day camp. And it's going to be more than what it costs to give Oscar and Jose all that they need for their entire life for that same period of time. So, friends, as you're thinking about this, if you and three other friends or maybe just you do your part and three other people respond right now, but you said, you know what, knowing Oscar and Jose's struggle, hearing where they came from, hearing what they're up against, hearing what they will still have to face, we can see the good that Hope Children's Home is doing in their life. Let's make sure that they have that care for them this summer. It's three people with plus you doing gifts of $150 each would provide that entire summer for that child. And the same for Oscar. If you had four people that did $150 each, you would be able to provide for Oscar's complete summer. And there are others, as Tammy was just saying, we've got 24 names on this list. And these are 24 children that are probably listening to us right now. They're probably in the children's home in Honduras with the internet stream on, listening to WMCA, and we hope to let you hear from them directly maybe next week, where they can say thank you to you for those of you that have given a gift and have seen to it that they are going to have what they need come the rest of this summer. 888-296-8200, but don't delay this. This is vital help that needs to be received right away. Obviously, victims of back-to-back hurricanes, obviously the struggle that living in one of the world's most impoverished countries presents, the Hope Children's Home doing all that they can to stand in that gap and looking to add more children to their home. They've just expanded the number of beds that they have to be able to take in more. That's encouraging. We want to keep affirming them in their following of God's calling as to how to best minister to the children, the poorest of the poor there in Honduras. Please call right now, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. And when we come back, we'll introduce you to someone named Katya on our return.
Are you wondering if this year you'll still be asking why it seems so easy for other people to find love but so hard for me? If you're feeling the pain of being alone and are tired of everyone around you finding their soulmates and leaving you behind, then get ready to remove the barriers to finding the marriage of your dreams and start believing it's possible for you. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Join me in my Married in 12 Months Challenge, where I'll teach you why now is your time to find love, what are the lies that are holding you back, why God wants you to be married, the biblical law of attraction, and the tools you need to become a bride. Listen, if you deeply desire to be married but you're still single, you should be doing something about it. Sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com. The only thing you have to lose is the pain of being alone on your journey.
The Married in 12 Months Challenge begins this week, so don't wait and sign up today at lovestories.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog. And he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
As dads, it's our job to capture as many memories with our kids as possible. It's also our job to embarrass them. And if we're lucky, we get to do both. That's why I'm thankful my son created Legacy Box, the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos.
And I'll never recover from the time you showed up to my middle school dance to disco in front of everyone. Thanks, Dad. But he's right. Simply fill your Legacy Box with your old VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos, and we'll do the rest.
And in just a couple of weeks, you'll get your originals back, along with a DVD, thumb drive, or cloud delivery. Stuff that even an old man like me can figure out.
Check out Legacy Box today. Plus, for Father's Day, we're offering an incredible 50% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox. This is one of the best discounts we've offered. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, asking you to help us change the world. And every month, you know, we introduce you to people that are involved in just that, changing the world. You may get great Bible teaching 23 hours a day. You may get 1 hour of news and information of a Christian perspective with Kevin McCullough Radio. But what we do every month is we try to affect change in the world around us. And this month, I am so honored and so happy to introduce you to a brand new ministry partner. This is someone that we have never worked with in the past, but from the first moment that I was being told about it from my good friend Todd Chapman, he said, Kev, you're going to be so amazed at what Hope Children's Home in Honduras is accomplishing, and so thrilled to be able to kind of wave the flag on their behalf this month. Joining me now is Dr. Mike Higgins, and he is the current executive director of Hope Children's Home. By the way, you can find them online at hopechildrenshome.org. It's much easier, though, just to go to WMCA.com and click on the Hope Children's Home banner at the top of the page. But Mike, it is good to talk to you today. You found yourself going international. Talk about that element of the development.
Absolutely. Great question. Well, my wife and I have had the privilege, Kevin, of serving here at Hope Children's Home in Tampa for over 20 years. I was in the pastorate prior to that. And we were only here a couple of years, and God really began to burden my heart to see our ministry replicated in, at that time, all I knew was a third world country. And I just began to pray about that. And that would have been in the summer of 2002. And a month later, I shared that burden with my wife as God just kept it on my heart. And of course, her immediate response was a little bit of a panic, thinking we were maybe going to move to a third world country. And I assured her, I just felt like God was wanting us to do a work there, not necessarily personally be there. And so we began to pray about that for the next month. And then in September, I met a gentleman I'd never met before, and he had been doing some work in Honduras, unbeknownst to me. And he approached me after an introduction, maybe of 10 minutes, and looked at my wife and I, and out of the clear blue, nobody knowing that we'd been praying about this very thing, other than my wife and I. And he said, would you be willing to pray about starting a children's home in Honduras? And I'd be glad to fly you over there and have you take a look at the work. And of course, that coming from nowhere other than the Lord, we certainly did that. And so 2002 began our first initial assessment there of Honduras and how God put that together. And Kevin, I'll share one story which has impacted me ever since. And I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods, and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something mm-hmm. to wear, something to mm-hmm. sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. Mm. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children.
Wow.
And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. Mm. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
Well, and what I want to tell everyone listening right now is that Hope Children's Home receives no state or federal funds for all the kids that they care for in Tampa and in Honduras. They don't have governments underwriting things. So this is genuinely the church coming together and helping yes. these children one child at a time. And if you didn't catch Mike's heart in his description of what he just described there, it's really incredible. And friends, just so you know, we are specifically in this radio effort, we are going to help underwrite the Honduran efforts. The monies raised here are going to go to help the Honduras Hope Children's Home. And so as we are continuing this process over the next few days, would you just consider making a gift right now? 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. And I know that there are different levels of things that people can do. And I want you, friends, to be as generous as you can. I think what we are hoping that you will do is consider underwriting a period of time or enough supplement to help a number of children as it is possible. And if you go on the website at WMCA.com, a $140 gift will give 2 weeks of complete care for any given child. That $140 gift will take care of that child in all aspects: education, the 24/7 care, the food, the place to sleep, everything that they have that they need cares for that child. And what we're asking is if you will consider doing that. If you wanted to provide a full month of care for a child, and it costs about $10 a day in Honduras to take care of one of the children through Hope Children's Home, $300 would give 1 month of care for a child in the home. It is not particularly surprising to me, but I did hear that it is very likely, in fact, that at the Hope Children's Home in Honduras right now, as we are airing this, the kids that are receiving this help are even listening to the radio. And if we can, over the next period of days, we're going to try to get some of them on the air because they're learning English in addition to their native language there in Honduras. So that's part of the education that they receive. But do me a favor, go online to WMCA.com, click on the Hope Children's Home banner at the top of the page, click through, look at the smiles on the children's faces, listen to what Mike was just telling us as we were walking through the vision that really God gave Mike Higgins for the Honduran work. And then let's do everything we can to make this home as successful as possible to help every one of these kids as they are being led to the very throne of Jesus Christ and giving their lives to him and learning all about how they have a purpose and a plan to live a life that will help and benefit others as they grow up. This is really an amazing story. That number again, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. And make that gift. If you'd like to do it online, you can go to WMCA.com. That's WMCA.com. And then keep listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3 in the days and weeks to come, because there'll be more stories of exactly what kind of hope these kids have been given through Hope Children's Home. WMCA.com or 888-296-8200.
Please listen to this message. Hello, I'm Gus Michael Farinella. I'm a bankruptcy attorney here in New York. I have filed over 5,000 successful consumer bankruptcy cases. If you are burdened with debt and your income has not kept pace with rising prices and falling further into debt, my law firm can help. You may consider filing for bankruptcy to protect your home and your assets. Bankruptcy is your legal right and can save your home from foreclosure, stop wage garnishments, and stop your creditors from harassing you at home and at work. We serve both New York and New Jersey. You can call me anytime, 1-800-961-9615. That's 1-800-961-9615. We are a debt relief agency and handle all other legal problems as well. Call today. Tomorrow could be too late. The number, once again, is 1-800-961-9615. That's right. Call me, Gus Michael Farinella, 1-800-961-9615. Just a phone call away. That's a free call for a free consultation.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise with Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers along with Bible teaching and worship. This travel experience is hosted by Salem Media Group and our partners Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Bring home life-changing memories to treasure and stories to share. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska cruise this summer by calling 855-565-5519. Or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
All right.
right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, asking you to help us change the world. It may have been some length of time in your own life since you thought about kids that were really, truly suffering from things that weren't their fault. Abuse in their home, dramatic drug abuse or alcohol abuse by their parents or their guardians, situations that they find themselves in where they are at odds with maybe family members or even the law, or maybe they are just suffering in ways that very few people do, but that happens to visit their life. Well, the reason that Hope Children's Home, the ministry that we're trying to encourage and help make a difference with this month, the reason that they came into existence was to help those very kids. And out of an initial work that started in the Tampa, Florida area, they have now expanded, and they have a beautiful operation happening in Honduras where children that otherwise would be not being educated, would be rummaging around through garbage pits, would be eating things that weren't healthy for them, and would be making probably very bad choices. They have a completely different life. And a lot of that has to do with what God laid on the heart of Mike Higgins, who is the current director of Hope Children's Home. And he rejoins us from the Tampa headquarters. Mike, it's good to have you. Thank you for being here. What was the design, intention, purpose in 1968 when God allowed Hope Children's Home to come about?
Sure, sure. Kevin, great to be with you today and your listeners. It's our honor and privilege to be able to share with others what God is doing through the ministry of Hope Children's Home. And as you just briefly mentioned, we have been in existence. This summer will be 53 years that God has used our ministry to reach and to rescue children that are in need. And I might just inject here, the type of children that we are helping and ministering to are children who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves in some type of desperate, tragic situation. And Hope Children's Home saw that need over 50 years ago and began here where I'm speaking from in Tampa, Florida, which is our main campus. It began just doing that very thing, reaching children that needed help. We've seen God change the life of thousands of children over these past years. And our campuses replicate themselves, as we do here in Tampa, in the same model that we care for the children 24/7. We have a great staff that love these children, watch over them. We also provide an excellent education for the children in our care. And we feel simply our philosophy is that if we can bring a child into our care and show them love, structure, and security, and if they come to know Christ as their Savior, have a personal relationship with Christ, and we can combine that with a good education, we see God do great things in the lives of these children. So glad to share that with you, and maybe just unfold a little bit of our history there for your listeners, Kevin.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. And when I'm thinking of what you're describing, and I was just in the Tampa, Orlando area this last weekend, and if I'd known, I would have stopped over and said hello. And I love the holistic approach, the idea that you give 24/7 care, but you couple that with the education and then the love, the structure, and the security. I think if you talk to any social worker today, they will tell you that the kids that are get into the most trouble and have the most heartache are the ones that don't feel loved and they don't have a lot of structure. And that kind of, you know, untethered world is very insecure for them. And it causes them to, you know, head down paths that don't lead to their ultimate best. Take us to what we would see if we were to land a plane and wander around parts of Honduras right now.
Yeah, great. Great question, Kevin. And again, thank you for having me today. What a pleasure it is to be with you. And just so honored that your listeners would tune in and hear about the good work that God's doing in Honduras through Hope Children's Home. And yeah, you know, you'd mentioned the hurricanes, which is certainly worth mentioning. I've been traveling to Honduras for nearly 20 years. And they've made some progress over the years, you know, minor infrastructure progress and such. But these hurricanes completely devastated the country. It set the country back years. And I just recently had a chance to visit there. And it takes them so long to recover. They have such little access to resources. And so if you were to land in Honduras today, you'd see a very similar scene as you might see in Haiti or other third world countries, where you see folks living in just shanty type shelters, no running water, no indoor plumbing. Many of them, their day is spent gathering sticks and wood that they can find that has been pilfered, just so they can create a fire in hopes of having something to cook. Many of them living off of typical beans and rice and making some flour tortillas if they can muster some of that up, and scantily clothed, children overrun because of the mortality rate of their parents, and having children on the streets and trying to just survive, and so if you could paint those pictures in your mind, that's what you would see at basically any point in the country of Honduras.
Again, that phone number, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Find out more when you click on the link at WMCA.com and click through to the Hope Children's Home website. It's filled with information, great stories. You're going to love what you see there. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Are you a successful advertising sales professional? Are you happy with your current company? I'm Mike Reed, Senior Vice President of Salem Media Representatives. 2020 was a record year for our company, and that momentum has carried over to this year. As a result, we are looking to expand our sales team. Each day, our national marketing strategists work with CEOs, chief marketing officers, ad agency executives, and buyers to construct successful multimedia ad campaigns. Salem Media Representatives represents hundreds of radio stations, including several of America's largest contemporary Christian music stations, the Salem Radio Network talk shows, and the Salem Podcast and Influencer Networks. Our national marketing strategists enjoy a competitive yet positive management supportive environment and a competitive compensation package. If you're a successful advertising sales professional, let's talk. Email us your resume at sales@salemreps.com. That's sales@salemreps.com. Salem Media Representatives is a division of Salem Media Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I hope that that little introduction to Mike Higgins opens your eyes. You really get a sense of just how serious this man's calling is when you hear and you see his heart. And that story about that children's the way the children react when the refuse truck comes in to dump the week's garbage into their friends. This is the reality that he was called by God to start Hope Children's Home. And Tammy, you may not have been able to hear it super closely, but I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. That is the essence of what Jesus wants us to be. His hands and feet in places where literally they have nowhere else to turn.
Yeah, you know, I'm thankful that that Dr. Mike was able to share that story, because I think it paints a picture of just how desperate the situation is. And here's the thing. It was desperate in Honduras before COVID, before two hurricanes devastated the nation, right? So it was desperate before. And now desperate doesn't even describe it. But
right.
The great news is that there is this place called Hope Children's Home. There is this place where children are coming to be rescued from that poverty, to receive the food and the nutrition and the medical care and the safe place to sleep and the love and the Christian education and learning how to speak English. It's all being provided to these children.
Yeah.
And it's all available to them because of private donations. They're not getting money from anybody else but people like you and I. And
yeah.
So it's a different outcome for these children. And we can be a part of that.
And I promised you earlier, friends, that we would introduce you to another one of the children that you can play a direct role in their life. This one's name is Katya. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Katya, and I'm 18 years old. I've been in the home for 8 years.
Katya came to us because she had nowhere to live, and a neighbor allowed her to sleep on their property in a chicken coop because it was a safe place where someone couldn't get to her and do her harm, and the family kind of watched over her. They didn't let her in the house because they didn't have room. Most of these homes are no more than a shed would be in America.
Before I came to Hope, I didn't have a stable home. I didn't have a bed to sleep in.
Katya came to us in very, very poor health. She had severe lice. She had lice so bad that it actually gotten into her bloodstream and caused an infection. And so we took her into our care on the edge of life or death. We were able to minister to her, get her the medical treatment she needed.
Once I came here, a lot changed. I got saved. I helped people. My brothers are here with me.
Katya is a beautiful young lady today, always has a great smile on her face. She's finishing up her education.
Things that I've learned here on how to work, how to be kind to other people, be generous to them and help around and whatever they need.
Without Hope being there, Katya really had no hope. There was nowhere else for her to go. It's hard for Americans to understand there are no resources there in many cases. And so to be able to take Katya in was the only hope she had. And through the support of listeners is the only support other children are going to have there that might be coming tomorrow that need help.
It's so important, friends, that you understand that behind every one of these names, behind every one of the kids that are in this home, there is a story, and they are much like Katya's. Or earlier in the show, we talked about Jose and Oscar and the desperation. There are young ladies that are in this home that are in Katya's situation. One of them's name is Scarlett. One of them is named Stephanie. And whether it's the final year that Katya will be there or Scarlett or Stephanie, each of them need right now your help in sustaining their care through this summer. And, if, you know, just for four people with for each one of these children, for four people to come alongside and say, I'm going to do a one-time gift of $150. You're going to be able to ensure that they have a summer of care in a very dangerous place, in a place that is full of need and full of heartbreak and full of hunger and full of desperation. And Tammy, when we think about that, that oftentimes what we haven't talked to any on this show about yet so far is that they will be recruited to head in a certain direction. They will be recruited to join MS-13 and gangs and human trafficking and prostitution and other things, or they'll be recruited to know that Jesus loves them and to serve him. And Hope Children's Home's vision is to capture their hearts and to say, no, you belong to Jesus, and there's a better purpose and mission for your life than anything else that's out there right now.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot about spiritual warfare in Western Christianity, but let me tell you, it's a real, real thing. And I believe that recruiting children into gangs and drugs and prostitution, that is definitely the work of the enemy. And there's plenty of money pouring into that side of things. Plenty of money going into that side of things. We have the opportunity to invest in the kingdom side of things, pulling children out of that and giving them a different life, giving them a different outcome. And we can help right now, people like Katya, like Stephanie, like Scarlett. And it's so simple, $150. That is your part of covering a summer of care. You and three other people with a gift of $150 provides a summer of care for Katya and Scarlett and the other 24 children at Hope Children's Home. And all you have to do right now is call 888-296-8200. This just seems like a no-brainer to me, right? $150. I'm going to do my part to make sure that Katya has a summer of care at Hope Children's Home. 888-296-8200. That's the number to call.
Yeah. And maybe you're antisocial and don't want to talk on the phone at all. I totally understand. That's why we've got the app for that. Go on to WMCA.com, click on the Hope Children's Home banner. And when you do, it's going to take you through to a private and secure donation page. You can make your gift to Hope Children's Home. Some of you are saying, Kev, I don't remember you talking about Hope Children's Home before. Yeah, that's because they're our brand new partner this year. And as we have with all of the partners that I tell you about each year, we have done a heavy vetting of who they are and how they use their resources and the good stewardship that they practice with every gift that comes in. I'm excited because Pastor Mike Higgins, Dr. Mike, as a lot of people like to call him, he's excited about the potential expansion for Hope Children's Home, that there could be more beds and more children that they can rescue. But every single one they want to bring to a saving knowledge of Jesus, every single child that they have coming to them are in desperate, malnourished, desperate circumstances. And to see them go from death to life in the physical arena as well as the spiritual arena, this is the calling that Mike Higgins has. So please join us. Hope Children's Home right now, 888-296-8200. If you would like to help with Scarlett or Stephanie or Katya's care right now, tell the operator when you call, I want to be someone who's on Team Scarlett, and then give your gift of $150. Four persons needed per child at Hope Children's Home. Coming right back.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home, home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. Want more AM 570 The Mission? Go to AM570TheMission.com to listen live, tune into podcasts, sign up for events, learn about our advertisers, join the fan club, and more. That's AM570TheMission.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we are walking through these very, you know, exciting stories of these children, and we're being reminded that they are that these kids are really special. They are in some ways unlike any other children on planet Earth, because they probably all at one point in time thought that they were not going to survive. But I want to draw your attention to Cindy, Brianna, and Will. And the reason I picked Cindy and Brianna and Will, three of the 24 that are there, is because they are 11, 8, and almost 6. And my three children are 11, 8, and almost 6. And since Cindy and Brianna are two girls with one boy in Will, I have two boys and one girl. Tammy, I want to give a gift right now to help Cindy and Brianna and Will. So as soon as we're off the air, I'm going to pick up the phone and make the call, and we're going to help Cindy, Brianna, and Will, the 11, 8, and almost 6-year-old, on behalf of James, Jonathan, and Charlotte. And we're going to connect the dots from the McCullough household to the Hope Children's Home household. And I hope to talk to Cindy, Brianna, or Will next week on this very show.
Well, it's very, very possible that could happen, because, again, we're not talking about hundreds and thousands of children. We're talking about 24 kids living at Hope Children's Home in Honduras, 24 children who, in many cases, their parents just couldn't care for them anymore. They knew that the kids needed intervention. And so they've partnered with Hope Children's Home and are getting the care that they need, thanks to people like you, Kevin, who get that we can have a real impact with our dollars. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about why do you give to any particular cause or charity? And the number one answer I hear from people is, I want to know that my money makes a difference.
That's it.
I want to know that it has an impact. Well, I can't think of anything more impactful than knowing that there are 24 children and your dollars go directly to them. So thank you, Kevin, and thank you to everybody who listens, who has called so far. Now, here's your opportunity. $150 is taking part in caring for one of these kids, providing a summer of care. You and three other people takes care of the summer at $150. Your way of doing that is calling 888-296-8200. Or I'm guessing, you know, Kevin, you said you were going to call, but I have a feeling you might go online and click the Hope Children's Home banner from your website, because, you know, do you really want to talk to one more person today?
Well, see, I'm the social butterfly. I like to talk to people. So I might use the web, but yeah, I'm gonna put in the notes if I do go online that I want my help to go to Cindy and Brianna and Will. And friends, that's the beautiful thing about this intimate way of helping Hope Children's Home. You get to play a role in the life of one of these 24 kids. Will you help us? Will you help us right now? Will you pick a child and say, yeah, I'm gonna step up and say I'm gonna be part of that child's life. And the number to do it with is 888-296-8200. Okay, friends. Hey, and over this weekend, let's put this to prayer and let's really ask the Lord to help the children of Hope Children's Home by using us. 888-296-8200.